Volpe was speaking with energy, but there was a note of despair in his voice. Every so often, he released a deep sigh. After the war, my father was investigated for profiting under the regime and brought to trial, and so were other major figures in Italy. He was winning at every turn when an amnesty was declared and the trial was stopped. That was unfortunate for my father because it left doubts hanging. And today, people still say he got rich through fascism, but that's just propaganda. Mussolini came to power in 1922. My father made his fortune in electricity and the Chigo Hotel chain decades earlier. He was no more or less a fascist than Senator Agnelli, who founded Fiat. People also say Mussolini gave my father the title of Count. Again, it's an intentional lie. Wait a minute, I'll be right back. Volpe got up and went into the other room. He came back with a photocopy of a letter from Prime Minister Giovanni Gilotti, declaring that His Majesty the King took great pleasure in conferring the hereditary title of Count upon Giuseppe Volpe. The letter was dated December 23, 1920, pre-Mussolini. Because of these intentional falsehoods, Volpe went on, Venetians shun the memory of my father. They rarely speak his name, and when they do, it is only because they cannot avoid it. If they give him credit for anything, they declare failure for themselves because no one in Venice has done anything as positive as he did since he died. His real crime was being a prophet in his own time, in his own country. But, I said, your father is buried at the Frari Church, which is considered the Pantheon of Venice. That's a great honor, isn't it? Sure it is, but Venice didn't put him there. It was Pope John the 23rd who did it, and nobody dared say no to him. He knew my father, and he wrote the epitaph engraved on his tomb. Ingenio, labore et fide, intelligence, work, and faith. Johannes 23, pp. Today it would be impossible to bury him at the Frari. How does the rest of your family feel about all this? I asked. There is no rest of the family, he said. I mean, there is, but there isn't. Volpe paused for a moment and heaved a deep sigh. Then he perked up again. Well, I guess now I have to tell you how, or rather why, I was born. Actually, it's a pretty good story. In 1937, my father was nearly 60. He had the two married daughters, one grandson, and two granddaughters, but no son of his own. So he goes to the father of his grandson, his son-in-law, who was a Cicogna, an important family name in Milan, and he says, I'm thinking about what happens after I die. I've spent my whole life building all that I've built, but I don't have a son to leave it to. What would you say if I adopted your son? He would take the name Volpe and carry on after me. The son-in-law decides to play double or nothing, and he says indignantly, you, a Volpe, adopting a Cicogna? You want my son to give up a family name glorified through hundreds of years of history? How can you even think such a thing? He expected my father to come back with an offer of a lot of money. But instead, my father cuts him short and says, wait a moment, stop there. Tell you what, this conversation never happened. Excuse me for even mentioning it. As far as I'm concerned, the subject never came up. So, Cicogna doesn't get double. He gets nothing. And my father goes to my mother and says, do you want to make a kid? And that's how I was born.